Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7:23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Bill Treasurer is our guest. We're celebrating the 10th anniversary edition of his Courage Goes to Work book, just out now in paperback, How to Build Backbones, Boost Performance, and Get Results. Bill, we're talking about the headwaters of courage, where it comes from, how we can call on it, how we can prepare ourselves for it. What if you feel that you have a courage deficit? I know people like this. I know people who can't. They just seem to have a hard time stepping up. And I don't always think it's because they don't think about it. I think sometimes they do think about it. Sometimes my courage gets me in trouble, Bill. I've had mentors more than once to tell me I had the courage of my convictions, which sometimes that's a compliment. Sometimes it's not. How do you create it in yourself if it's not a natural thing?
Right. Well, I'd say a couple of things. That first of all, that person probably is displaying courage somewhere in their life, but for them, they're so confident in that place that it doesn't seem like courage. And so it's true that it might register that they have a deficit when it comes to sort of traditional looks at what courage is, but there might be a whole other area of their life where they actually have a lot of confidence and it doesn't seem like it takes courage for them. If they need it, though, for one, we actually have a courageous leadership
profile. But courage, demonstrating courage is, I mean, it's almost by definition a scenario where you're out of your comfort zone, right? I mean, if you're completely comfortable,
totally.
Is that courage?
Exactly right. In fact, there has to be the presence of fear for you to be experiencing courage. John McCain, the former ex-senator. There needs to be the presence of risk. There needs to be the presence of fear. So John McCain says that courage is not the absence of fear. It's the presence of fear and acting despite the fact that you're afraid. So there has to be courage. In fact, this word, you know, people have this bumper sticker, no fear, right? Like, well, that's not courage. Fearlessness is not courage. When
right.
you're in a courageous moment, you're fearful.
Sometimes fear is giving you good information.
Absolutely, as you say, right? Like, sometimes fear is a self-preservation mechanism to keep you from harm and danger, and it's a good thing. And sometimes the act of courage is a brave no, not a full-throttled yes. Sometimes that takes the boundary setting of no. I have a friend who has climbed Mount Everest 7 times, and the first 2 times he got within 300 feet of the top, and he turned around and walked back down. Who would do that?
Yeah.
But he's done it, and he's attempted 11 times, and he's summited 7 times. Because the climate wasn't right. He said he doesn't decide when he climbs the mountain. The mountain decides.
It's the better part of valor, isn't it? Discretion, the better part of valor.
It is. It takes discipline.
So what you're saying is courage is not just aggression. It could be discretion.
It could be discretion. And even though that, too, sometimes takes discomfort, Ginni Rometty, the CEO of IBM, says that comfort and growth don't coexist.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to grow, progress, evolve, you're going to have to go out on the skinny branches, and that's not always a big yes. Sometimes it's a big no, but you have to do the uncomfortable thing, and that's the exercise of courage.
What else have you learned as you talk about courage? You've given hundreds of speeches on this topic. What do people say to you when you're talking to them? How do they respond to you about courage in their lives? What's the most often asked question?
A few people want less. Very few people want less, right? Like pretty much everybody, even people who would be traditionally thought of as brave, want more, but they may want it in a different way. My mountain climber friend, for example, might want more courage to be vulnerable, right? This courage that it takes to trust others is not an easy thing to do for hard-charging types. I've learned that there is sort of a level consciousness to it. Frontline leaders need courage to speak up. For example, if they see a safety breach, it's hard to do if you're a newbie in the workforce and you're out there on the front lines with the grizzled old veteran and they try to fast track something around a safety procedure and then you raise your hand and say, don't do it that way. A lot of people won't do that.
That's right.
But it's necessary. A middle manager may micromanage and has to learn how to empower others and delegate and not be over-controlling. And a senior executive might have to learn how to be a loyal rebel, loyal to the company, but also rebellious with new ideas and not just a mouthpiece. Mm-hmm. So what I've learned is that there is level consciousness in the organization. We need it at the front line for people to speak up and say new things. We need it at mid-levels for people to delegate, not over-control. And we need it at senior levels so we don't become the crooked establishment that we still retain.
And should we look for it in our employees? Should we look for evidence, episodes of courage in our employees?
We should first set the expectation that we want them to be courageous by giving them courageous goals that make them go gulp. Ooh, that's a big goal.
Right.
And then second, evaluate them to the extent that they are willing to be courageous, even with us. So when we see courage in action from them, we got to give it a high five and reinforce it.
The new book, the 10-year edition, I should say, 10-year anniversary edition of Courage Goes to Work, out just now. Hey, Bill, I need your website, please.
Oh, sure. Well, they can go to couragegoestowork.com. They can go to couragebuilding.com, couragebuilding.com. That would be a great way to find it. Or Bill Treasurer. Jimmy, it's always great to talk to you.
Thank you for being here, buddy. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
You got it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.